A new look at fossilized dinosaur tracks found on the Alaska Peninsula may prove dinosaurs were roaming ancient Alaska as far back as the Jurassic period, about 50 million years earlier than scientists had previously thought. Geologists first found the fossilized tracks while mapping rocks and sandstone cliffs near Chignik Bay in 1975. Now, 35 years later, a team of scientists from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Museum revisited and studied the tracks. From KNOM in Nome, Matthew Smith reports.
Despite severe erosion and the need for rock climbing equipment to make plaster casts of the tracks in the cliff face, the researchers say the fossils are teaching them a great deal about the distant past of Alaska. Museum Earth Science curator and lead researcher Pat Druckenmiller says the tracks are significant because they represent the earliest evidence of dinosaurs in Alaska.
All the other dinosaur fossils that we know of from the state of Alaska come from the Cretaceous period, between 100 million years and 65 million years old. But these tracks were potentially from rocks from the Jurassic period, about 150 million years older. Our work was able to confirm that those dinosaurs made their tracks in the Jurassic period. That pushed the fossil record of dinosaurs in the state back by 50 million years in one shot.
Druckenmiller says the tracks are also important because of the type of dinosaur that left them.
These dinosaurs that made the tracks were human-sized dinosaurs that were meat eaters. Carnivores are generally a rare element of any community of animals. The tracks of the meat-eating dinosaurs is sort of by definition a rarer find. Just like today, you're likely to go out and see a lot more caribou and moose than you are bears. The fact that they were meat eaters was a frosting on the cake, if you will.
The team worked with the Chignik Lagoon Native Corporation and the Alaska Peninsula National Wildlife Refuge to access the tracks, which are in a remote corner of the state notorious for poor weather and a high density of coastal brown bears. The team hopes to return to the site in the future for more fossils, which may lie in the wildlife refuge. I'm Matthew Smith.